兄姐妹来宾，还有在网上的弟兄姐妹啊，来宾大家，主里平安。
Peace to all those brothers and sisters, guests and friends, and all of those joining us online.
啊，我们今天一同来念，首先一同来念腓立比书第四章一到三节。
Today we'll read together Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. 1 to 3, I'm sorry.
那个上面也有经文哦。找到了，我们一同来念，来。
Let's read together.
我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄，你们是就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。你们应当靠主站立的稳。我劝有阿迪亚和新都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利年并娶与和我一同做工的，
她
们的名字都在我生命中。今天要分享的就是说靠主同心及站立的稳。
So today what I want to share is to rely on Christ to be unified and stand firm.
我们先来看那个第一节的经文。
Let's look at together at verse 1.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有曾经想到你要怎么称呼我们教会里面的这些弟兄姐妹啦？
Brothers and sisters, have you really put some thought into how are you to call the brothers and sisters that you see here in church?
你会想到他说，他是我所亲爱的，我所想念的。
Have you ever thought of them as your dearest or the ones you long for?
我看到他说说是说，哎，我现在看到 Stella， 他是这是我的喜乐。
Do you ever have a situation, for example, seeing somebody say, oh, I saw you today and you are my truest joy?
看到 S 的姐妹说，哦，她是我的冠冕。
Or you might see another sister and you say, oh, you are the crown of my life.
你曾经这么想过吗？
Have you ever thought about that this way?
如果没有这么想过，我们今天就开始来学习应该这么想。
Now, if you never thought about it this way, well, today is the day we learn how to be, act like that.
保罗写信给这个腓立比教会，因为它里面有两个他所亲爱的、所想念的，是他的喜乐、是冠冕的两个姐妹。
Well, Paul writes to the Philippian church is because there are two sisters in this church who he considers dear and crowned them in his life.
但是他们俩在服侍的时候好像有一些摩擦。
But it seems like there is some friction between them during.In the service of the Lord.
当然了，有时候我们在侍奉的时候就会，有些人说，哦，应该用这样的方式啊，有些人说不应该用那样的方式。
Well, of course, when we serve, there are often times where one thinks to, it's better to do one way and one thinks to better to do the other.
那因为这样的看见不同，所以有些人就说，大家就好像有隔阂了。
And since there is this difference,It seems to bring distance and gap between people.
其实我们服侍主，都是恩典来的。就刚刚那个，雷牧师带我们唱那个，都是恩典哦。
But you know, in actuality, to be able to serve, it's all a blessing. Just like the song Brother Lay brought us.
世界上的人，他去工作，他就是说我一个专业是 professional。
Well, you know, people in this world, we go to work and we claim ourselves to be professionals.
但是我们侍奉主是 calling, 不是 professional.
But, you know, when it comes to the serving of the Lord, it's a calling, it's not a professionalism.
所以你在工作的时候你要追求说 performance, 哦，你工作的成效怎么样 ,performance.
While you work in the world and when you're in your professionalism, you strive to perform.
Yeah, 但是我们不是，我们是追求 sanctification, 我们怎么在生命上越来越像耶稣。
However, on the contrary, when we serve in church, we do not, what we pursue is sanctification. How do we be more like Christ?
那我们在工作服务就追求要 success, 要成功。
Now, in the world, in our works, we strive for success. How do we get there?
但是我们在教会侍奉是要让人认识耶稣是 salvation, save.
However, in church, while we serve, our main primary goal is to how to save people, salvation, how to bring salvation to the world.
世界上的人追求哦，追求荣耀的冠冕啊 crown.
Well, you know, the people in this world, what they pursued is this, this superficial crown of glory.
但是我们是走十字架道，是 cross, 不是 crown.
But we in church, we walk the path of the cross, not pursuing crown.
Yeah, 我们有经过十字架道路，最后才会有荣耀啊，对不对
？And you know, to be crowned in the church, it is necessary to go on the path of the cross first.
所以说要同心的话，就是要怎么开始呢
？So how do you start to be unit?How do you achieve this unity?
就是从我们得救的那一刻生命改变开始。
Well, it all begins from the moment that we are saved and our hearts change.
你看这个弟兄说亲爱的弟兄。
And when you see a brother, instead of seeing a brother, you say, I see a dear brother.
他是神所爱的。
And he is one whom God loved.
所以也是我爱的。
So therefore I love.
啊，因为神爱我也爱他。
Because God loves both.Him and I.
第二个是我所想念的。
The secondly is the one that I long for.
所想念的是你真的常常去想念他，为他祷告，那才表示你真的爱他哦。
You often think about this person, individual, and you pray for them. That's an indication of you love this person.
然后说想到说，哎，他就是我的喜乐。
And when you think of him, you acknowledge that this person is your joy.
这样的话才会同心哦。
And with that, you can achieve unity.
以前我在神学院的读书的时候
，When I was in the school of theology,
我们要去实习，就是要去探访社区的一些人。
And so for practicality classes, our task is to go and visit people in the community.
哦，后来才发现有一些人啊，他年纪很大，已经七八十岁了。
And what we found out is we've seen a lot of people that are elderly. They're 70 and 80 years old.
他说他们以前曾经都去过教会。
And they said to me that they used to go to church.
但是后来不去了。
And then at one point they stopped going.
为什么呢
？And you wonder why?
因为他们去的时候，当然了，教会，大家都是蒙恩的罪人嘛，对不对？
Well, of course, well, you know, you go to church, everybody are sinners, but sinners that are saved through grace.
我们不是一得救就成为圣人啊，就是什么
We don't become saints immediately, behavior-wise, as soon right after we get saved.
所以就好像我们去医院，就是你要去找一个健康，我们都是因为生病才要去医院嘛，对不对
？The same analogy is as if you go to a hospital. Now, you go to a hospital because you're sick.
所以那些人不再去教会，就是因为在教会跟人有些性格不合，有摩擦等等。
And then so I found out that those people stop going to church is because once at church they have frictions with people and then they cease to continue to attend.
所以就几十年，几十年就没有去啊。
And which later on caused them to not attend church for decades.
所以你看，漏掉多少神的祝福啊！
And then how sad that they are missing so much of blessing from the Lord. And then life goes by that way.
所以看保罗说，哎，你就是喜乐，是我的冠冕，不一样啊。
But then you see here, Paul regards the scene of people in church as joy and then as the crown of their life. It's so different.
所以说有些人就说来教会，一看这个也不顺眼啊，一看也不顺眼。我们要改变我们的心态。
So you know, there's a type of thinking where you go to church and you see this person and that person to your distaste or dislike. Now we need to do something to change that.
因为耶稣要做的最伟大的工作就是让我们生命改变，能够合一。
Because one of the greatest work of Jesus is for our lives to change. Therefore, we can achieve unity.
就是他在十字架上用他的生命来成就的。救恩让神跟人，跟人跟人之间都能够合一。
That is the great work he achieved on the cross, where he paid with his life to in return to gain reconciliations among man and between man and God.
撒旦做的工作就是借着人的罪啊，罪的人的这些败坏啊，叫我们分裂，互相仇恨，互相杀害。
While see our enemy Satan, his greatest work is to divide people and using our sin to call this divisibility among the humankind.
你看，从撒旦那个入了世界，罪入了世界，啊，亚当夏娃犯罪以后，人跟人中间就有了隔阂。As
you see, on the day that Satan fall into the world and deceived Adam and Eve, and sin entered people's life, and ever since then, division has existed.
到第四章的时候，该隐就杀死了亚伯。And
you know, in Genesis chapter 4, we see that already Cain killed Abel.
然后在同样在第四章，拉麦。
And then also it occurred in chapter 4, Lamech.
他娶了两个太太。And
he married two women.
然后他就自夸说，有人伤害我就杀死他。And
he boasted to himself that I've killed a man for wounding me.
如果有人伤害该隐，他要遭报七倍。Well,
so if somebody hurts Cain, then they should be avenged seven times.
如果伤害我拉麦，七十个七倍。But
however, if someone hurts me, their suffering pain will be 77 times.
哦，你看这个，罪越来越严重，到今天国攻打国，民攻打民更厉害。So,
oh, how you see that sin and this hatred have magnified into today's world where man fights man and nation fights nation.
所以联合国它在外面的西墙有一句圣经的话。So
you see in the UN on the wall, they have a verse of the from the Bible on their wall.
就是以赛亚书第二章的第四节下半段到第五节。And
then that is in Isaiah chapter 2, later verse 4 to verse 5.
他说，主当主耶稣来的时候，他要把这些剑哦，把它打成犁头，把刀剑打成犁头。Now
that in that on that wall it says in Isaiah, they will beat their swords into plowers,
把plowshares, 把矛枪打成镰刀，and
their spears into pruning hooks.
这国不及刀攻击那国。Nation
will not take up their sword against nation.
从此以后，他们不再学习战士，就啊，发展武器啦，训练军队啊，等等。
Nor will they train for war anymore, meaning there'll be no need for a military force or any weaponry.
所以你看合一是多么困难啊！
But you see how difficult it is to achieve unity.
要把它打破不合一很容易。Well,
you know, to break unity and to cause division, that's easy.
只要一句话，只要一个眼神。Sometimes
all it takes is a word or a look.
也可以让人心破碎。You
can shatter a person's heart.
但是在耶稣里面啊，在加拉太书第三章26节28节。But
then you know in Christ, where it says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 2,
说你们在基督里面因着信、因着信仰、因着信耶稣，都成为神的儿女了。It
says carry each because of faith, you have become God's children.
不管是犹太人是希利，犹太人是希腊人。
Regardless whether you're a Jew or a Greek,
自由人或是奴隶,
either a free man or a slave,
在耶稣里面都成为义了。With
in Christ, you are one.
所以说，我们服事主就是一个。 叫人合一，叫人成圣的一个生命的见证。Therefore,
that's why serving the Lord is a way to unify people and become testimonies for others in the world.
所以我们在服事之中不能合一的话，那就跟福音的本质，就是救恩的本质就相反了，对不对？So
in other words, if you serve but you're not unified, that is completely the opposite of what the Bible and the Word wants us to do.
你看那个马拉基是最后一本书啊，旧约最后一本书最后一节就这么讲。You
know Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and then in Malachi, the last verse says this.
他说将来啊,以利亚要来哦。
See, I will send the prophet Elijah.
他来的时候要让父亲的心转向儿女。
And then when he comes, he will turn the hearts of the father to their children.
他要让儿女的心转向父亲。
And the hearts of the children to their fathers.
不然我来的时候要咒诅遍地。
Or else I will come and strike the land with curse.
意思就是合一才有神的祝福，不然就咒诅。
In other words, what this means is only unified, achieving unity, we have salvation. If no unity, we will be cursed.
在施洗约翰要出生的时候啊，
You know, so right before the birth of John the Baptist,
他的父亲撒加利亚被圣灵感动。
So his father
Levick被圣灵感动。
John's father was touched by the Spirit.
所以他也引用了马拉基书第四章第五节旧约的最后一句话来说。
So John's father quoted Malachi's chapter 4 verse 5.
就说到以利亚，这个孩子将有以利亚的心智。
That my child will have the will, inherit the will of Elijah.
他来要让父亲的心转向儿女。
So when the child is born, he will make a father's heart to their children.
让悖逆的儿女转向义人的智慧，就是说他悔改了。
And to turn those rebellious children towards the heart of the righteous.
为了什么目的呢？
Then what, to achieve what?
就是为神预备可以使用的百姓。
So that he can prepare people that could be used by the Lord.
所以你看。 同心才能够被神用嘛，对不对？
So guys, is it obvious? Without unity, we can only be used by God if we are unified.
所以我们要从我们的心开始，心智开始转向父神开始。
So we need to look at our hearts, change our hearts, and guide our heart towards the Father's will.
当然，腓立比书第二章讲了很多怎么跟耶稣同心啊。
Well, you know, in Philippians chapter 2, it talks about many methods and ways how do you achieve the unity with God's will and God's heart.
但是我们今天要从这四个名词啊，我所亲爱的，我所想念的，是我的荣耀，是我的冠冕，这四个，我们的心自从这边开始就会同心。
So, but then we're going to focus on this four verses that we see here, that you are my joy, you are my crown, you are my what I long for, and you are my dearest.
好，我们现在看，再来看那个有阿底亚跟新都基他们的名字的什么意思。
So let's first look at some meanings and definitions. Let's look at the definition of Yodia and Syntyche.
你看，尤阿底亚就是个丰盛的旅程。Iodia,
that name means a prosperous journey.
哎，我们基督徒本来就是个丰盛的旅程啊。And
that is true for the journey of us as Christians.
你看，神把我们放在教会里面，就是神的家里呀。See,
God put us in the church, which is God's house and family.
让我们一同走天路。And
so that we may walk this road to the heavens together.
不但我们一起走，还有神跟我们一起走啊，在中间啊。
And we're not walking alone, because God is walking with us at the same time.
所以基督徒真的是一个丰盛的旅程。
So honestly and truly, it is a prosperous journey to be a Christian walking through life.
行都基就是愉快的相处。
Now the second name, Syntyche, means a pleasant acquaintance.
但是他们愉快的相处中间，哎，还有摩擦。Well,
even though it is a pleasant acquaintance, but you know, sometimes just frictions arise.
那时候怎么办啊？
Then what do we do when these things during these moments?
保罗他就说：“我求啊，他有人讲说同父一个是一个人的名字啊，或是说其他的弟兄姐妹去帮助他们，帮助这两个女人。”
So what Paul says here is share their burden or simply help these people out.
所以说要在碰到有一些大家不同心的时候，应该用什么态度去处理呢？
So when encountering differences and unpleasant tree, what kind of attitude should you have going forward in dealing with these problems?
我们看下面一个 slides.
So let's look at the next slide.
就是在彼此劝勉跟尊重.
It is through
劝勉跟尊重.
It is through respect and advisory, I guess.
所以保罗说，你看我们在教会里面哦，不可言辞老年人。
So you could see here in church, you are to treat the elders with respect and watch your words with them.
要劝他如同父亲。
So do not rebuke older men harshly, but exhort him or her as he were your mother or father.
劝少年人如同弟兄。
And you should treat the younger men as brothers.
劝老人妇女如同母亲。
And you should treat older women as your mother.
劝少年妇女如同姐妹。
And younger women as sisters.
但是要保持一个 圣洁的界限了，要有界限了。
But you need to set boundaries. You want to maintain that absolute purity in these relationships.
尊敬那真是寡妇的。
And then give proper recognition to the widow.
我有时候 James 小孩子会叫那个朱师母叫他朱奶奶呀，叫朱奶奶叫朱爷爷，对不对？
You know, sometimes James' kid calls the elder Chu. Grandpa Chu and his wife, Grandma Chu.
Yeah, 我想做的态度很好啊。
And I think this is a great attitude.
那我们也可以叫这个 S 姐妹是叫做若兰奶。
And we can call Sister Esther, Grandma Esther.
所以说，有一些老年人他可能刚刚信耶稣，不是信了很久。
So, you know, let's give a case. Maybe there's an elderly man that just came to Christ, but not too long ago.
所以他可能有一些在生活习惯上还没有, 符合圣经上的一些要求。
And due to his recent coming to Christ, there might be aspects of his life it's not quite to standard or haven't fixed up yet.
所以你要帮助他是像劝父亲一样。
So what the way that we ought to go and help this elder man is as if we get advices to our father.
所以你劝的时候，你就是把他当做是亲爱的，是你所想念的，对不对？
So when you see that there is an aspect in their life that's wrong, how you advise them is as if how you do it with your own father.
然后你又有一个，你把他当做父亲的话，让。 你有一个期望，就是说跟他在一起会很喜乐。
And when you look at him as a father figure, then in your heart you will have this desire of having a pleasant time with this person.
会不会有些人说，哦，跟我父母在一起一点都不快乐吗？
So you know there are many of us that thinks being with our parents is a torture and it's very unpleasant.
想多久？ Oh,
because that is true.
因为神把我们放在一起，就是要让我们 父母子女当中哦都是很喜乐的，就是要有爱嘛。
Well, you know, in God's idea, putting family together is to have love and have this pleasantry with each other, and enjoying each other's
可能我们忘了小时候我们是怎么样，父母怎么带我们的。
And maybe we have long forgotten how our parents brought us up when we were children.
当我们还是baby的时候，父母常常这样，哇，他们好喜乐啊。You
know, and you know, you oftentimes see parents kissing their newborn baby with this dearest, deepest love and adoration.
那本来就是神要让我们在家里，就是哇，彼此之间都会很享受、很喜乐。And
that type of affection is by God's design for us to have in the family.
对，他还讲得更好。God's design, 神特地要这样让我们有这样的啊。所以你看，所以在教会里面就是用劝的，用劝导，用求的。他说：“我求你啊！”所以保罗这种心态非常好。
So coming back, and then that's what Paul is advising us is when you have frictions between people, you advise and even to an extent you plead for agreement.
第二个，我们每一个人的想法啊、背景啦、啊，都不一样。
Now we all know that we all have different values, beliefs, and the way we think.
那要怎么样？我们再看底下一个。
And how do we deal with that?
他说我们在主要的真理或事情上要统一，要符合圣经的原则。
And it is simple. In essentials, unity, and non-essential liberty, and all things charity, we should strive for unity.
Yeah, 他讲得很好，对，在次要的真理上面可以自由。
Well, you know, in non-essentials, we can have a little bit of liberty within.
有些人就为了说，见你是要进到水里面去啦，或是点水里啦，哦，为了这个就吵架了。And
you'll see silly disputes as it, like, for example, on the concept of baptism, do you soak in water or you just drip holy water? And people fight over this.
但是最重要的就是什么？
But what is the most important?
他要得救在先。
The most important is this person is to be converted to be saved.
而不是说敬礼就表示他得救。如果他没有真正悔改，他就是敬了好多次，他也没得救。
Baptism is a mere ceremonial conduct. What is more and what is truly important is this person being converted and transferred and undergo transformation in his life.
但是在什么事情的处理上要有爱。
But when how we handle things, there should be love and grace within.
好，再我们来看下一个，要同心的是什么意思？
And then let's look at the next side. What it is to be unified or
保罗说，你这真实同父一轭的。
Paul says, are those the loyalty or the yoke fellow sharing the same burden.
真实是死到忠心啊,
so loyal, what does that loyal mean? It means it's from the bottom of your heart.
所以我们一起在教会里面服侍,
so when we are working together in church and we're co-working,
第一个要求要同心,
the most important is to be one-heartedness.
不是忠心。
Oh, the most important is to be loyal to each other.
Yeah. 比如说那个他在翻译服侍。
So for example, I'm translating.
所以不是说我要做就做，不做就不做。
It's not that when I feel like I want to translate, I translate, and if I don't feel like it, I'm going to blow it off.
我如果要做，我就要忠心的一直做到底。
If I am to do this, I am to do it with the utmost loyalty until the end.
以前我刚刚得救的时候，在新西兰的强力 church，
在哪里的 church？
新西兰的强力 church.
So when I first got saved, I was in a church in Cincinnati.
那时候朱长老在那边牧会。朱长老在那边。
And back then, Elder Chu was there ministering.
我在教会的我是有负担，就是早上去把一些老人家带到教会里面来开聚会。
And when I was attending that church, my burden was to go early in the morning to pick up all the elderlies to bring them to church so that they can have fellowship in church.
那也是感谢神给我一个忠心。
And I thank the Lord that He has given me the heart of loyalty.
不管刮风下雨，或是不管我多忙，或是礼拜六晚上多累，
regardless of the weather condition, severe or mild, regardless of how my personal life condition, my personal life is whether I'm busy or how tired I am,
我就去载那些老人家，一直载，从我开始得救以后一直载，载到我去读神学院的这样持续的载了十几年。
I have been loyal to this calling where I go pick up these elderly and drop them off at church from the day I got saved all the way to the day I decided to attend a theology school, and that's many years.
有时候我们想说，我一两次不去，没有什么大了不起啊，对不对
？Sometimes my mind tells me, my heart tells me, so what if I skip a couple times?
但是你知道，有些老人家，他就是多么盼望那一天他可以来敬拜神。
But did you guys know it is some of these elderly coming to church is what they look forward to all week?
他心里很孤单，很寂寞。
You know they're lonely. And they want, and they're lonely, and they want companionship.
我短短的几十分钟，我如果那个礼拜不去，但是他们等待的是几十个小时。
So if I, let's say if I did skip one day, I save a couple minutes, ten minutes. But what I have wasted is, or what I have spoiled is their long, this entire week of longing from these elderly.
所以说有些事工啊，我们本来说要我要 count on you 啊，有些人说好，我答应啊要来服侍这个，但是他有时候做，有时候不做，我们就很难 count on him.
So you know when in church service, we usually have the mentality that I'm counting on you. But however, if this person being counted on adapt this loose loyalty where they sometimes they skip, they do it when they feel like, then how?Can you count on them?
同父一轭就是说，老的牛跟年轻的牛一起走路。
And to share the same yoke. In the broader sense, what does that mean? That is an older bull and a younger bull sharing the same load.
所以说，要老的同工带一个新手，让他们能够服侍，要怎么知道一些服侍的原则。
And then, so in the purest and the most ideal form, it is the older brother or sister ministering to a younger brother or sister, and they will walk this path together in the path of service.
而且走一个同样方向，就是我们侍奉有一个目标，就是为了主要荣耀神。
And in walking the same path together,signifies there's one path and there's a goal and the ultimate things to achieve at the end of this road.
所以你看保罗讲说要同心，他又讲了四个。
And then so when Paul talks about unity and he talks four aspects of it.
第一个要一起有同心，都要有同心。
So first he says you all need to have loyalty, sense of loyalty.
第二个要同父一轭，要一起分担。
The second key element is to share the yoke, be a yoke fellow.
同一个方向。
And then to have the same goal and walk in the same direction.
一同劳苦。
And to pay and labor equally.
一同付出。
And to labor equally and to sacrifice and pay equally.
哦，我们服侍主当然是要付出了。
Well, you know, guys, to serve the Lord does require your sacrifice.
如果我们不服侍主，我们在追求世上的东西也是一样要付出的。
But if you think about the same thing, if you don't serve the Lord and you pursue these worldly things, it also requires you to sacrifice stuff.
如果我们在世界上，我们如果没有信耶稣，我们所夺的不管再多，有一天都带不走，对不对
？And if you think about it, all that we gain if we don't serve the Lord.And we pursue the world. All that we gain, one day we cannot bring them with us.
而且有时候你还会觉得说，哇，我这一生在劳苦为了什么呢
？And you know, you fall into the pitfall sometimes, wondering, I spend all of this pursuing this in the world for what?
如果我们不信耶稣，我们儿女也不信耶稣。
And if we don't believe, if we don't put our faith in the Lord, our offsprings will not have faith in the Lord.
那我们的劳苦可能通通是落空了。
And all of your effort and work are in vain.
有一个姐妹说她以前就是一个邻居。
So one sister told me that there was a neighbor of hers.
叫她马老大，她姓马，叫马老大。姓马。
马老大。
老大。
Dude, like Biggie Ma.
因为他在上海的时候啊，开了很多舞厅啊，是那子的老大。
Oh, yeah, 大楼 for sure.
大楼，
大楼。So when this Biggie Ma was in Shanghai in China, he owns many nightclubs.
哦，所以他很多钱。
And he was wealthy.
当然到后来他们就来到台湾跟因为那个中国内战的缘故他们来到台湾。
And because of the war in China, they have migrated to Taiwan.
哦，当然，他来台湾也是很有钱啊，啊，很多买了很多房地产等等，很有钱。
And so when he came to Taiwan, he was really wealthy, and then so therefore he invested much on real estate.
但是他有两个小孩子。
And then this
两个小孩子。
Big Ima has two children.
后来他年纪大的时候，就把财产分给那两个小孩。
And when he got older, he had passed down his wealth to both of his children.
但是从财产给他们以后啊，他们两个小孩就不理他了，不理他了。
But ever since the day that he has passed down his wealth, that was the day his children stopped having contact with him.
不管他是生病啦、饥饿啦什么，他们都不理他。
Whether he was sick, whether he was hungry.His children take no notice and attendance to him.
到后来呢，马老大就流下了眼泪。
And in the end, this Big Ima, he shed tears.
他说：“你看，以前我在上海是老大。
While look at my back in my glorious days, I was somebody in Shanghai.
那现在你看，儿女都不理我了。
But look at where am I now? Neither my children.”Talks to me.
我一生的劳苦，一生的辛苦，是为谁工作，为谁忙啊？
And so, what did I work for all my life?
只有在福音里面的工作，付出才是永恒的价值。
So only the work that you put in the gospel, in the works of Lord's house has value and meaning.
因为帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，我们的服事是信心的功夫。
Because in 1 Thessalonians, it tells us that what we sacrifice is the work of faith.
爱心的劳苦
the labor in love.
还有盼望主耶稣再来所存的忍耐
And then hold steadfastness for the coming of Christ again.
如果我有时候上门服事很累的时候啊
You know, sometimes when you feel burned out in serving,
啊，你想说我放弃啊，放弃了。
And you thought to yourself, I really want to lay it down.
但是你想想，如果耶稣明天就来了。
But what if you think about, well, what if Jesus comes tomorrow?
啊，很多人就不得救了，救恩的门关了，他就永远的失丧了。
And then you think about all those people that will not know the Lord while Jesus comes, and then their souls will be lost forever.
所以我应该再忍耐一下去啊，再等忍耐一下。
And then that mere thought should encourage you to endure more and keep going.
啊，就会有更多人能够得救。
And therefore you achieve more people being saved.
所以你看，这个福音的劳苦啊是有果效的。
So you know that the suffering or the labor in faith, there are good.It bears good fruit.
It is 信心的功夫
because that is the work as a result of faith.
不是我们的信心是神，我们信神可靠他给我们信心，叫我们去做。
And then you know it's not man's faith. It is a faith that comes from the divine God.
我们世上的工作也是信心的功夫啊。
But if you think about it, guys, like the work that we do in this world, that when we go to work, you know, those are work of faith in some sense.
但是都是人的，我可以做，我这个做大生意，我可以做这个做这个。
You know, and so to call a faith, you could call it competence. It's like, or confidence is, I'm confident that I can achieve this job, or I'm confident I can seal this deal, or I can confident to succeed in this world.
但是你可以看到啊。因为那个 COVID 一来，一个乌俄战争一来，很多石油大王都跳楼了。
But you see, all it took was a pandemic or a war that all these big oil wells or these big companies, you know, committed suicide.
Yeah, 你看苏联就好多好多。
And you, that is the case that you see in Ukraine.
所以你看，信心的功不是我们的信心，是神要我们做的。
So when we talk about the work of faith, it is not our faith; it's a faith from God to tell us to carry on. And
我们看下面一个。
Looks at the next slide.
信心的功，因为是神在我们心里开始的善功。
The work of faith always begin by the Lord working in our, the good work that Lord work in our heart.
是主开始的, 主就成就。
And then since the our God started, He will.
虽然辛苦, 但是有喜乐。
Since God started it, He will watch it to succeed. And because although it is tiresome, but there is joy within.
爱心的劳苦是神加给我爱，不是只有我用我的爱心啊。
And then, you know, the burden of love, the work of love, it's not just my humanly love, it is the love installed by God in us.
所以啊，有时候我们去做的是服事的时候，看到人得救了，你心里非常的喜乐。That's
why when we serve, and when people declare, accepted faith, we have this great, deepest, pure joy in us.
我刚刚得救的时候，我有我就我的负担就是。 不但在老人家来聚会，我在学生去压线啊。You
know, when I first got saved, and the burden in our hearts is not only to pick up the elderly to church, but also to take students to yourselves.
因为我觉得我不会跟他传什么福音，我什么都不会啊，所以我只会开车，那我一个小面包车，那就是好啊，我就带学生去。Vans
are good, huh? You know, so, you know, at that time, why do I do this? I think to myself, well, I just got saved. I have nothing good. I have nothing to say to them. I can do nothing else, but I know how to drive. And therefore, I can serve and picking up people and taking them to their to where they need to go. And I have a van and I put good practice in it.
因为那时候我们刚来美国的时候，1980年，哇，什么东西都好贵哦。
You know, because when I first came to the States in 1989, you know, things were very expensive.
那时候的留学生一个月奖学金200多到300多块美金.
And then, you know, the scholarships for students like me studying abroad, it's $200 or $300 a month.
买一个床啊，弹簧床啊，就要500-600块美金.
To buy a simple bed, it cost $500 to $600.
所以没办法，就只好去押解，或是到外面去捡捡人家丢出来的。
That's why we go to yard sales, or sometimes we go around picking up stuff that people don't want anymore.
所以我们带学生去的时候，就跟他讲说啊，我怎么得救了，就告诉他们。
But then, when I'm taking these students around going to these yard sales, I took the opportunity to share with them how the journey of my salvation.
或是告诉他说，哎，我们找不到鸭舍，我们祷告，我们去捡，去捡。
And so, well, on days that we can't find in ourselves, what do? We pray together and to hopefully to find this treasure that we can pick up on the side of the road.
Oh, 很多次神的怜悯，我们祷告以后说啊，我感动去哪一个社区，啊，真的捡到一些桌子啊、床啊等等。
And you know, guys, sometimes we pray and it's truly miraculous. Is we get this guide of the Holy Spirit to go through a certain community, and then when we go to those communities, we indeed found tables or unwanted chairs and stuff. It's a miracle of God.
后来很多学生就告诉我说，啊，因为那时候我坐在你车上，所以我现在我开始去追求认识主，就我得救了。And
you know, and later on, many students share with me later that it is because of your rides, that my rides with you, that I am now pursuing God and pursuing faith in Christianity.
Oh, 那时候我们觉得心里非常的喜乐，是金钱所不能买到的。
And you know that the joy that I felt back then, it's something that cannot be bought by money.
所以你看，有人信了耶稣，我们得着了啊这些福音的果子。
And so you know, when a person gets saved, we achieve these spiritual fruits.
他们的名字也记在生命册上面了。But
you gotta know that these people that you help come save, their names are now in the book of life.
而且我们在神的国里面有权有份有纪念。And
the work that you did is remember in the heavenly kingdom that you have, it's a reward kept in the heavens.
啊，这是非常喜乐的。This
is so, how joyful is this?
所以你看，保罗后来就称这些弟兄姐妹是什么呢？下next。So then
you know, let's look at how Paul regard these brothers and sisters as.
他说：“你是我所亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
He regards them as brothers and sisters whom I love.
你也是我想念的弟兄姐妹,
or brothers and sisters who I long for.
我们是要一同站稳的弟兄姐妹,
or brothers and sisters to stand firm together with.
因为我们同父一轭嘛, 这个他站不稳, 我可以把他拉起来啊。
And it's from the concept that we share the same burden, the same yoke, so when one falls down, we pick them back up.
我们一同得胜的弟兄姐妹,
and it is also the... It's also the brothers and sisters that we sanctify together, or we my joy or my crown.
所以你就是我的喜乐，就是我的冠冕。
That's why you are my joy and my crown.
况且更重要的一点,
more importantly,
我们在耶稣基督里面神给我们的爱,
the love that God gives us when we are in Christ.
圣经不但讲说爱永不止息,
not only the Bible says that it's an everlasting love.
爱也是, 只要我们跟神求, 爱, 神家给我们的爱是永永远远不会断绝的。
So, and all in addition, so long as we pray and ask God for it, this supply of love is never ending in abundance.
你看看圣经怎么告诉我们的, 下一个。
Let's look at how the Bible tells us.
他说爱弟兄就是爱神。
It says that whoever loves his brother is to love God.
爱神的必定爱弟兄。
Whoever loves God will love his brother.
爱就是我们已经出死入生的一个标志。
Whoever love each other have passed from death to life.
圣经也讲说信就是出死入生的爱也是一样哦。The
Bible also says whoever... Is that the next one?
信就是出死入生。
Whoever believes Jesus has crossed over the death to life.
出死就是说你不再死在过患中，你是真的得到神的生命，已经得救的意思啊。And
what it means to cross over from death is that you no longer is trapped in these old, the death that's bounded you to this old sin. You have transcendent out of that, and now you have the life of Christ.
爱就是住在光里面,
whoever loves his brothers lives in the light.
相爱就是认识神,
whoever loves each other knows God.
你在彼此相爱的时候你就在行真理,
whoever loves each other does truth.
你彼此相爱的时候就有神的同在,
if we love one another, God lives in us.
就我们住在神里面，神也住在我们里面。
You know, when we need to understand, when we abide in the Lord, He lives in us.
有些人讲说,哇,你看我来教会要找神,都看不到神啊。
And you know, many times you hear people say that I came to church seeking the Lord and I cannot find Him.
如果说圣经讲说我们彼此相爱,神就在我们中间。
But God, the Bible says, when we love each other, God is among us.
最后我要有一个经文来结束。
Lastly, I want to end with a passage. With a passage, yeah.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦他讲了一段话。
Paul said this in 1 Thessalonians.
他说我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢?
So, what is our hope or joy or crown that we place in?
岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候,
well, you know, it is for the glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when He comes.
我们在他面前不但站立得住,
so that we not only we can stand firm before Him,
而且我们得着的奖赏跟荣耀,
and we also are rewarded abundantly with glory.
所以保罗就说,你看,你们就是我的, 荣耀是我的喜乐,是我的冠冕。
That's why Paul regards these brothers and sisters, and indeed, you are my glory and my joy.
有一些比较年纪大一点的弟兄姐妹认识神保罗牧师。
You know, maybe some of the elderly brothers and sisters knows of this pastor is...
Paul Shen.
Paul Shen.
当然他现在已经回到天家去了。
Well, he is now with the Lord.
他的儿子就在我们这附近的教会牧会叫做 George Shen.
Well, Paul Shen's son George Chen, he ministers in a church close by to us.
他以前是个 professional, 是个专业人士。
He worked as a professional before.
后来他就奉献来服侍。
And later he had devoted his life to serve the Lord.
有一次我在一个特会里面听神保罗牧师讲道。
And in one, I heard Paul Shin, Pastor Paul Shin speak in a conference once.
他说我常常跟我儿子讲。
And Paul Shin says, I oftentimes said to my son,
他说我是个牧师,
I am a pastor.
我以后不会留很多什么有价值的什么财产给你。
Therefore, you will not inherit much of valuable materials from me.
但是我把最好的耶稣,主耶稣留给你。
But what I have, what I will pass you is the best, which is Jesus Christ.
他说有一天啊,
And then he said, one day,
当我们在天上的时候啊,
and when we're all in heaven,
我们都站在主耶稣基督的面前,
and when we're all standing before Jesus Christ,
可能站在前面, 因为他说, 我会先去啊, 我站在前面啊,
and then he said to his son, maybe I'll stand a couple lines, a couple rows before you, because you know I want to see the Lord first.
那时候我会回头跟你讲,
and then at that moment, I will turn around and look at you and tell you.
So, son, see, I told you.
儿子啊, 我跟你说了。
他意思是说, 我跟你讲啊, 真的吗? 对不对? 真的啦。
And he will tell him, see, I'm right, huh?
那时候我儿子会回头跟我讲,
and then, in return, my son will look at me and say,
他说, Daddy, you know how much I love you.
And my son will say to me that, 爸爸,你知道我多么爱你。
我不但听到他爸爸这么讲,
not only did I hear Paul Shin, the father, said this,
有一天我亲自听他儿子 George Shin这么说,
and then later on another day, I heard the same verbiage from his son, George Shin.
但是不同的聚会,
and it's at a different meeting.
他说我爸爸很爱主,
and George Shin says, my father loves the Lord.
他还跟我讲说, 他不会留什么财产给我,
and he said to me that he will not pass anything of valuable in terms of materials.
但是他会把他怎么爱神, 还有把耶稣, 爱神主的榜样, 还有把耶稣给我,
but what he will give me, what he will pass me is how he loves the Lord, and he will also give me this Lord that he loves.
他说我知道我可以肯定有一天,
and I know for sure that one day,
当我们都站在耶稣基督面前的时候,
that one day when we are all standing before the Lord,
我爸爸一定会回头跟我讲,
my father will look back and said to me,
说孩子看到了,我跟你讲,对不对? 我看到了吧,看到了吧。
Son, see, I told you so.
我一定会跟爸爸讲说, 爸爸你知道我多么多么的爱你。
And I will say to him, Dad, you know how much I love you.
C.S. Lewis,一个基督徒的英国的文学家,
C.S. Lewis, which is an English Christian scholar,
他说我们教会的弟兄姐妹每一个都是我们的荣耀的重担。
He says that every single brother and sisters in church are a burden, are a glorious burden of ours.
也是我们喜乐的冠冕。
However, it's also our joy and our crown.
重担, 知道是重担吗?
Well, you know, do you know when a burden is a burden?
Yeah. 但是父母养小孩子的时候, 小孩子是他的重担哦。
Of course, just look at your children.
晚上牺牲睡眠, 跟他换尿布啦, 养他啦, 等等啦。
And pee on the face.
pee on the face.
And just look at, you sacrifice sleep so that you can change your diaper so that they can have comfort. Or you sacrifice your rest to feed them.
Yeah, 在生命中很多很多的时候啊, 儿女还没有长大的时候, 父母都背了很多的担子。
So this burden is obvious for those who are parents that, you know, when your children are young, everything that you do to take care of them is this burden.
但是是荣耀的重担。
But then how do you regard this as it is a glorious burden? And it's a burden of love.
也是将来我们的喜乐的冠冕。
And then one day it is the crown of our joy.
好，那我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你洁净我们的心。
May you purify our hearts.
改变我们的心。
Change your hearts.
从今天开始。
From today.
我们能够看教会的每一个弟兄姐妹，或是来教会的每一个人。
We view all our brothers and sisters at church, or those are the guests or friends of a church,
都是我们所亲爱的,
view them as our dears,
是我们所想念的,
view them as the ones that we long for, we miss,
是我们的喜乐,
and that they are our joy,
也是我们的冠冕,
and they are our crown.
给我们够用的恩典,
May you provide sufficient grace to us. So that we will take yoke of this glorious burden. So that may one day when you come again, or that when we go and see you in heaven, and we will see these brothers and sisters, And the ones that we were once are burdened, and that they also achieve this glory, and then the crown. May you build up all churches that worship in your name, especially in this dark turmoil time. So that through Jesus, we can have unity and stand firm.
直到你的再来,
till the day you come again.
听我们的祷告,
please listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.